remember, the state has the burden of proving a person guilty, and if they can't do that, then you may not want to plead guilty. So there's a process that goes on once a case begins called discovery, where the state is required to provide the defense attorney with all of the information that the state has on that case. And then the defense attorney can evaluate that information. They can hire their own experts to look at the information and then give advice to the client about what they should do, and specifically probably if there are any legal defenses that can be raised.
What about this idea of insanity? The assistant district attorney brought forward two Alaska statutes dealing with insanity in the affirmative and mental defects or disease. What's the point of bringing that up?
Well, if you're going to raise one of two defenses, one defense is insanity, the other one is often called diminished capacity. Those defenses, you need to give notice to the state and the court within 10 days of arraignment. But that 10 days can be extended if there's good cause. And as a regular practice, it's always going to be extended because there's no way that you're going to know within 10 days whether you want to raise that defense. The primary reason is that you probably want to have your client examined by a psychiatrist and or a psychologist to give you and your client some advice about whether that defense should be raised.
And I gather the insanity defense is not used all that commonly anymore in Alaska.
Insanity in Alaska especially is very rarely used because the state statutes have a very narrow definition of insanity, and it has to be someone who has no idea what they're doing. In other states, you have a broader definition of insanity. One example would be something called irresistible impulse, where you can't control what you're doing. And so it's very rarely raised here. The other reason it's not raised is that if you're successful, what's probably going to happen is you're going to be committed to a mental institution, and you can be committed to a mental institution up to the maximum penalty for that offense, which for murder is going to be 99 years. So it's very rarely raised in Alaska. The downside of that, of course, is that there are a huge number of mentally ill people in the jail system, and a jail system that really is not equipped to handle mentally ill people. And that's true across the country. You may see 40 to 50% of inmates in a jail system are mentally ill.